It's our great pleasure today to have the current Guff winner.
Hello.
This is Mihaela. Mihaela, do you want to tell us a bit about where you're from?
I'm from Zagreb, Croatia. It's the tiny little boomerang-shaped country to the right of Italy, with a very lively fandom. And we've discovered the fan funds last year.
Yeah, well, we should talk a bit about fan funds. There are a number of common ones that are known in Australia. There's the GUF, which is the Get Out From Under Fan Fund, or Going Under Fan Fund, depending which direction, which typically takes an Australian fan and sends them. Initially it was to Britain, but it is now Europe in general.
Yes.
There's DUF, the Down Under Fan Fund, that sends Australian fans to the US and vice versa. There's an internal one, NAF, because the distance from Perth to the eastern states is almost as large as some countries.
There's a New Zealand Australian one. What is that called?
We'll check on that. But the particular one you've won is GUF,
yes.
Which years and years ago I too won. And it was my first trip to Europe. And I attended the Worldcon in Den Haag.
Cool. One of the only Worldcons on continental European soil. Something yes. We're trying to repeat.
It was very pleasant because it turned out there were more Russian speakers at that convention than Americans.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, as soon as you leave London and UK and go east and south, the more Eastern Europeans and people from that country will come because they simply can't afford to go overseas, and they find London a bit expensive as well.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same position we're in. Getting anywhere from Australia is ridiculous in terms of money.
Which is why I'm so happy that I won GUF. And which is why I'm also going to plug GUF now and invite people to donate to the fund and to other funds as well.
So, for those of you who... What does a GUF delegate do? I mean,
I'm supposed to represent European fandom in Australia and find out as much as I can about Australian fandom, and then when I go back, tell them all about it. I've decided to actually have a blog about my trip, and you'll find the address underneath this podcast because I have no idea how to say it in English. It's my Twitter handle name, which goes a while back, and I decided not to change it since.
And what is your Twitter handle?
Anantalita, and that's what it's pronounced in
Russian. Anantalita. Beautiful.
There you go.
Lovely sound.
Well, I've been enjoying my trip very much. My job is to go to conventions. I've been to SwanCon, and I'm planning to go to Conflux. At SwanCon, I had a presentation about European and Croatian fandom, and I took part in a panel with Charlie Strauss, got a word in edgewise. That was very nice. And I have a bit more panels. I'm scheduled on a large number of panels at Conflux, and also available to talk to whoever wants to. And in between the two cons, I'm traveling around. I've been to Melbourne recently, now I'm in Adelaide. I'll be going on to Sydney. And after Conflux, I'll be going to New Zealand. And where there is no con for me to go to, I meet up with local clubs or local fans, get shown around, talk, chat, exchange names. There's a lot of authors here that don't reach all the way to Europe. And I'd like to find out all about them.
Yeah, so it's sort of like a cultural ambassador for science fiction fans.
Yes. Yes, and my job is not easy because Europe is full of different kinds of fandom with languages that are just as incomprehensible to me as they are to you. So that's what I do. I travel around and talk about European fandom.
We'll talk about in a moment about Croatian fandom because you're obviously most familiar with that. Is there anything really odd that struck you about Australian fans in your visit here so far?
Nothing odd, but something I really like. You have your older fans and your younger fans together, from what I've experienced, and I think that's awesome because it's the best of both worlds. In the UK and America, they tend to be a bit older. In Croatia, they tend to be very young. You guys have both sides, and that's great.